Next gentleman really needs no introduction. He's well known in the Detroit area, author of Flying Saucers Have Landed and Inside Spaceships. It's my privilege to present Mr. George Adamski, Valley Center, California. Good morning.
Well, folks, I'm mighty glad to be here, even if it was a tough time getting here due to the storms and one thing or another. And I want to tell you, it's more than a pleasure to be here, to see all these faces and the interest. And to tell you, for once in all time, that is a group interested in knowledge of outer space and relationship with all the cosmos, Detroit stands first as the largest, biggest group in the world. And I believe that as it goes on, it's going to be even greater. There is no stopping to this. We just begin to unfold slightly. And another thing I must say, it was Detroit for the eastern seaboard that have actually started the ball rolling to begin with. And it's not going to be the last one. It'll always remain first in growth in every which way. The groups that are gathered here together, there are two groups of flying saucers in Detroit. And while there could be many, regardless how many, they should act and live and work as one, always as one. Then in that manner, they will do away what sometimes comes to the newcomer as a confusion, misunderstanding, and growth is stunned at that point. The Flying Saucer Project is not a project of flying saucer of a mechanical device, but rather is a condition that is taking place in our time that affects the whole world economically, socially, religiously, politically. In every way, there is not a phase of human life upon this planet that will not be affected. It has already done so. If the flying saucers were to vanish from sight or appearance altogether, they would never be forgotten by this civilization. They could not be forgotten. For this is one thing that did happen that few people realize. Even the greatest skeptic on the face of the earth today may not come along and join your group while he's on a sideline watching the developments. He has been alerted to one thing that no man on this earth since Christ's time had been alerted. And that is that there are other planets that hum with life equally as this one. And while he doesn't fully accept everything that I might say, the next fellow says, the potentials are constantly agitating his mind towards realization that eventually will come, and he knows that. But during this process, which is the major part that everyone should be alerted to, and that is this, medically speaking, scientifically speaking, it has been said that our brain, which is the part of a mind, had been only activated into about 10%, 90% yet to be developed. 10% development and all the marvelous things we have done. Sure, we made mistakes. We're good people. We're not bad people. And give us 10 years, we'll catch up with Venus, if we go the right way. But, speaking of the 10%, going in 90% yet vacancy that can be developed, this what you'll notice will be happening. And is already happening. Not only to those that follow the flying saucer adventure or development, but it's happening to people that have nothing to do with the saucers whatever. It's a universal effect. And that is, these people that don't believe in saucers or haven't given any thought to saucers, have been alerted in spite of themselves with the potential that something might be there. And as a result, they no longer look to the little earth for all the knowledge that they had been getting from and were looking to the little earth before. The expansion of their mind has taken place to the cosmos, the potentials of other worlds, inhabitants of other worlds. The geophysical year, which starts this month, July the 1st, is also alerted, all in connection together, that the cells that have been dead in our minds or in our head, there was no use for them, we have not used them, lay dormant there, till a time came for them to wake up and help along with the others that had been active. And this is the way it's happened. The interest that is risen in speculative field or factual field has caused the brain to expand. Those cells that were silent have become activated. I get so many reports, that's why I want to speak of this at this moment. I think it's the proper time. I get so many letters. People saying, I've gotten a code system in my mind, code ticking in my brain. And what is happening? And they don't understand, they tell them it's this or that and something else, which is not always right. You'd be amazed. I have a colonel coming up to me, has happened to him. He's in the Air Force. Anything like that. But what is really taking place? The cells that were dormant all this time have come to life. That's not all the 90%. That's only maybe 0.5% awakened up beyond that which you've been using. But you have never, as a feeling, as a mind, have never been accustomed to that newness. You've been brought up a certain way. Now here's a cell opening up and begin to act. And you feel it for the first time. You recognize it for the first time because it's the first time it's in action. And it gives you this pulsation system, which is known as dots and dash system. And if you don't understand it, you might place it most any place, which would be the wrong place in each case. Or when you find a case like that, or you should yourself get in a case, a condition like that, and you will, and that's happening everywhere, all you have to do, put your fingers on your pulse, and you'll notice the rhythm is the same, which will prove to you, beyond a shadow of any doubt, that the activity, the pulsation of the cell has taken place. And while you never known it before because it was not active, now it's active and it's new and it's to you. And if you didn't know that, you'd have name it something else. There's so much of that going on today. As a result, I've known of some cases recently happening that have landed in the psycho wards because somebody told them it was something else than what it really was. And they went on that being. But that's all it is. Just the same, if your finger had been dead for a long time, you have not felt it, and all of a sudden it would come to life, would make you feel quite strange, wouldn't it? You begin to feel it for a first time after it had been dead a long time. Or somebody that have not been able to walk ever since birth and suddenly begin to walk would be strange to them. Well, the same thing with that cell. That's what is taking place. And unless you understand it, you can get yourself in an awful mess, and many of them have. So I thought I would speak of it this afternoon on that point because it is very important. None of us want to go off the beam, and off the beam will not be of any help to the saucer or anything else. Got to stay with feet on the ground, right solid on the ground, and work from here up. I like this idea, which is in the Bible, where it says, swear not by the earth, for that's the Father's footstool, nor by the heavens, for that's his throne. And so keep your feet on the ground. You are unlimited as far as going above is concerned. The above is unlimited. But with your feet on the ground, and you needn't fear anything, regardless what state of research you go into or what you take up. That's one thing I would like to say at this time, and the rest of it I leave it for this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Adamski, for a very timely message.